Cavalry FC enters its seventh season in the Corporal in uncharted territory. That is, with the chance to repeat as Canadian Premier League North Star Cup champions after securing its first playoff title in exercising postseason demons to dethrone Forge FC 2-1 in front of a record home crowd at Spruce Meadows in November. "It's just fueled the fire more," said Cavalry captain Marco Carducci in a Corporal release. "That feeling of finally getting over the line, being champions and winning the playoffs, was incredible, and it shows what we've built here at this club. We're just hungry to do it again. That's already the mindset. That high, that success of last year was fantastic, but a new season's upon us." The 2025 Corporal regular season starts Saturday, April 5 in Hamilton with the league's most enduring rivalry, Forge FC and Cavalry FC, locking horns. Though league action hasn't yet kicked off, the Cavs have been back on the pitch for some time. They ignited their supporters over the winter with a thrilling two-leg CONCACAF Champions Cup contest against Liga MX's Pumas Anam in February. The Cavs became the first Corporal team to win a game and first to defeat a Liga MX side when they edged the Mexico City outfit 2-1 in the opening leg on Vancouver Island. Pumas took the second leg by a 2-0 score and advanced to the next round on aggregate. Cavalry will have a similar look to its lineup in 2025. Roster turnover was a case of quality, not quantity, lost with two fixtures to the lineup and leading figures moving on for different reasons. Center-back Don Klomp, a two-time Corporal Defender of the Year and unstoppable force in attacking set pieces, joined Belgium professional side RAAL Louvier in the offseason. Defensive midfielder Charlie Trafford, a proud Calgarian, announced his retirement last month. The 32-year-old will now get to focus full-time on his urban farming business, Trafford Farms, which he runs with his sister Sia. That said, Cavalry FC returns most of its regulars and should field a starting 11 similar to what it featured in the playoffs and stretch drive of the winning 2024 campaign. Leading the line again will be striker Tobias Warshuski, the league's golden boot winner with 12 goals last season, alongside the creative forces of Ali Moose, Sergio Camargo, Jay Herdman and Nicholas Walling. In the middle of the pitch, veterans Shamit Shom, Diego Gutierrez and Jesse Daly give the team solidity, rigidity and versatility. In front of the Cavs skipper in goal, Callum Montgomery and Eric Cobza should see major minutes at centre-back, with Bradley Kamdem-Favo and Fraser Aird reliably patrolling the wings. Exciting new additions this season include dynamic forward Kanahia Elva, who played nearly a decade in the German professional ranks, along with defender Mikhail Gerasimenkov, who joined the Cavs on loan from the Vancouver Whitecaps FC2 side. Also new this season, TSN has partnered with the league's broadcaster One Soccer and will air four of the opening month games on its national feeds, including a trio of Cavalry contests, starting with this weekend's Icebreaker versus Forge. Cavalry FC's home opener versus Vancouver FC on April 18 and its ensuing home match versus Atletico Ottawa on April 26 will also be TSN broadcasts. For more information on the team, go to cavsfc.com.